Welcome. You're listening to the Empathic and Heart-Driven Podcast with Megan Jean. Here we explore the realm of energy and feelings. We learn how to navigate our path, feel empowered to be who we are, and connect peacefully to our purpose. If you've ever been called sensitive, if you've ever struggled with the fact that you don't do normal, or you're craving the support to step out into the world in a way that aligns with your true self, then this podcast is for you. My intention for today's podcast was to present what I've found, what I've learnt of late about feminine and masculine energy. I say that I'm no expert on this, and whilst at the beginning of this year, I really opened myself up to learning more about living that life in alignment. There's been a few things that have come my way. Knowing and embracing being an empath, that's one. Understanding the Soul Modes framework by Carly Marie, I'll go into that in today's podcast. But also understanding feminine and masculine energy. Understanding where you sit in that scale. Are you more of a feminine core being, a masculine core being? Becoming comfortable with the fact that we do live in both of these energies all the time. There does need to be some form of balance. But also, I discovered that living outside of your natural state, in my case, it was really being stuck in the masculine, it can eventually become quite depleting and detrimental. So once you know the difference between your feminine and your masculine energies, hopefully after today's podcast, you can identify the ways that you can bring in a healthy amount of one and really embody the right amount of the other. Rock bottom can be a place of beauty in hindsight. When you look back at a time in your life where you fully succumbed to the ickiness, the slop, the crap. you look back and think, wow, because it often will be your point of surrender. And to truly surrender, it means you will open yourself up to whatever. As I've said so many times in this podcast, I am a huge Carolyn Mace fan. And one of the things she says is whatever it takes. Oh gosh, I can't even remember where she said that. I think it was someone in one of her seminars. They were prepared to heal and they said, you know, whatever it takes. And the other night, I've been reading her book. Mostly I've listened to her audio on Audible, but I was reading her book, Defy Gravity, and that sentence popped up again, whatever it takes. Oh my goodness. Everything she says, she's just one of those people that I connect to, and I feel like anything that Carolyn Mace says just resonates and sends that vibration right down to my bones. It's a real gift when you find someone that really creates those impactful moments in your life or says something that makes you question everything, ponder everything, and whatnot. So we're kind of coming to the end of 2020, and there's been a lot of growth that's come from that moment of pure surrender that I believe I had back in probably February this year. I say to some people, oh gosh, I feel like, this sounds so silly, but you know, that whole notion of be careful what you wish for, when something happens, you know that life is well beyond you. You know, things happen. It's not about you. But I have literally said to some people, oh my goodness, did I bring on this pandemic? Because I said to my husband, and I've thought this on multiple occasions before the start of this year, you know, before the pandemic hit, I just wish I could just press the pause button and I could just get everything done that I want to do, you know, for my business and everything. And then I can press play and everything will be ready, and then I can get on with it, you know? I just need a pause. You know, like that movie Click with Adam Sandler. Don't recommend you watch it, but it sticks out in my mind. It's funny how your intuition works, actually, because you get a vision or a thought or a knowing of something that came up in the past. So no, I'm not saying go and watch that movie, but the notion of a remote control and just pausing things and rewinding things, it would be quite a burdensome magical tool, wouldn't it? Well, I felt like that's what happened when I sort of wished that and then thought, oh no, thank you, universe. You did give me a pause button. Ooh. And the whole world shut down and we're still affected. Oh, but that is totally suggesting the universe revolves around me, and it doesn't. And I think it would be funny if right now you actually thought of all those times where the be careful what you wish for scenario actually kind of gave you what you wanted, even though it may have happened in a really bizarre, I want to say effed up way. No swearing, but you know, that's how powerful it can work sometimes. So thank you, universe, in ways. But there's a point that I am really dancing around to get to, and that is that the surrender that occurred for myself really was a bid to get to know myself, shift all these things that absolutely needed to go to move forward. None of that was planned. And that's what surrender is about. It's about knowing that, all right, whatever it takes, universe, whatever has to happen will happen. I'm not going to even bother to dictate how, when, why that's going to happen. And I'm just going to allow myself to be open to whatever comes. And this year has been a huge series of stepping stones, of breadcrumbs. I know I mentioned the whole breadcrumbs thing in a prior podcast. I'm normally really good at knowing where things have been said, but I bet you know where it comes from. So please put that in the comments. But yeah, following the pebbles, following the breadcrumbs, following the stepping stones, opening the doors when you absolutely feel called to opening them, and just stepping through. That's what it is. So this whole journey and this whole podcast even was birthed through that notion of surrender to knowing, loving, and accepting myself. I know I always finish off the podcast with that, but seriously, it's what it's about. And even just the term empathic and heart-driven was a surrender towards living life by the heart from now on. Back in February this year, it was about tuning into the heart, getting out of the head, sending the ego on its way, saying, thank you for keeping me safe, but, you know, can you piss off now? And doing whatever it takes. So it's interesting because really understanding and accepting the empathic tendencies, the empathic gifts, was one of the ways that I transformed my life into being more heart-driven. Accepting who I am. I'm a feeler. I feel you. You don't have to say nothing. You can say things in hindsight and then I'll realize, oh God, I felt that off you way back. The other thing is Carly Marie's Soul Modes framework. I hope that one day I can actually get the author Carly Marie on this podcast. That would be an absolute dream. I'm sure she will. And that is something that has helped me. I can't even tell you how much. Understanding myself. I mean, even right now, when you quickly with the framework of us going through as feminine core beings, having four different modes that we transition through all the time and always in order. You're wild, take over the world, make changes, sign up for things. That's it. I'm going to rearrange my whole wardrobe. I'm going to, you know, change the bed sheets. I'm going to do everything. I find in wild mode, that's when I, you know, contact people. Yes, I'll sign up for that thing. And, you know, it might be the times where I really take a lot of action with no fear because I'm wild, I'm fierce, I'm getting things done. The next mode, of course, being bear mode, is where you take all of that wildness and go, holy crap, did I just do all of that? Oh God, I shouldn't have done that. You might be reflecting inward, you know, and it does be, to me, it's a time of feeling quite sedentary. It's right now I'm in bear mode. I am. And I just feel reflective. That's why I'm recording this podcast. And I made sure that I actually set my microphone up against my window so I could just look outside. I've got my beautiful fluffy blanket underneath me. In bear mode, you need comfort. I'm wearing leggings, you know. I just want to feel nice. Maybe I'll take a nap later, you know. But then in your super mode, which comes next, it's where you go, all right, I've processed everything. And that's what bear's for. It's for processing, digesting, releasing things. And then your superwoman comes and you are ready to tick things off the list. You're like, right, I need to write a list. What am I going to do? That's the time where I'm probably contacting my employee and going, right, we need to get this done, that done, that done, that done. You know, as long as you're in the right mode, it's really great because we both follow the Soul Modes framework and we both talk to each other in modes now. And I must say, for women all working together as well, to know what the modes are, it's phenomenal. So Carly Marie Soul Modes, that's the book. Jump on the Facebook, jump on to, you know, Audible or whatever way you like to read. I definitely sell copies of the book, so you can direct message me at Ms. Megan Jean on Instagram, Facebook. And you can also get it through my actual shop that I run, which is Circle Skincare and Beauty. Check that out at Circle Skincare and Beauty. We are in Beaconsfield, Victoria, Melbourne, Australia. So you may not be local. So I apologize for that. But I'm pretty sure Soul Modes is on Amazon as well. So get a copy. But the last thing of it is the Sparkle Mode. And that is where you have done all the things. And now it's like you just become super present. That's probably the time where you are calling up friends going, we need to catch up. Or you just want to cuddle your kids. Or you want to spend a day having a picnic. You want to put on music. You want to dance. You want to wear beautiful things. You just want to be present. You just don't want to think about anything else. That framework has been phenomenal to understanding, to knowing myself. And when you really start to know the modes and track them, you can absolutely live in flow. But this podcast has gone on for, what, 12 minutes now? More? And finally, I get to the other principle that I wanted to talk about today. Now, I'm not an expert on this, but it makes total sense to me. And especially when it does come to soul modes, you know, you sort of find that feminine core beings tend to operate out of that framework. It doesn't mean that you are a female. It can be for those men that are feminine core beings as well. But that's what is, I guess, the perfect segue into realizing your feminine and masculine flow as well. Being in alignment with what you align with is pretty important to feeling good, to feeling like you are living your life on your terms. And I guess it's more so identifying when you are too far one way or the other. There does need to be a balance, but for myself, this dance with the feminine and the masculine has made me realize just why I probably hit rock bottom by the start of this year. And operating too much in my masculine was atrocious. Now, that may not be the case for everybody. I mean, some people can operate in their masculine for a long period of time, for their whole life, and they are fine. They thrive from it. They want that. They need that. But for others of us, we subscribe to the ways that must be, the books we read, the processes we're prescribed, be in the routine, do the planning, plan your life to within an inch of its life. You know, so much structure, so much work that needs to be done. And yeah, some love that. Some will flake with that level of intensity. So it's about knowing what actually works with you. I don't know if it's a vibe, if it's an energy, if it's a DNA thing, if it's a personality thing. I mean, you could read about it anywhere that it's this or that's that. But all I say to you, being empathic, is that you will feel what's right for you and what's not. So I'll get to how being in or out of alignment is important in a moment. But let's just first talk about what feminine and masculine energy really is, what that flow looks like in our day-to-day life. Like I just mentioned with the masculine is structure. Masculine is planned. Masculine is a lot of energy expelled. To me, from a business sense, you know, you feel like, well, that's, you know, the planning, the projecting, the execution of things, the hustle, the grind, which is fine. And all of the structure, the processes, the policies and procedures, you know, they're very necessary. Don't get me wrong. But it's that full-blown structure. So I think of the masculine like, you know, the pillars, a big building perhaps, that contains everything. A solid structure is what I envision the masculine to be. Feminine, on the other hand, is flow, is creativity, is spontaneity, is nurturing, is warmth, is slower. And it's just a beautiful, like, I envision that as just a gorgeous liquid. In fact, speaking of Carly Marie, who I spoke about a lot earlier in this podcast, of course, not that long ago, I once heard her describe this whole feminine masculine flow as the riverbanks are our masculine. We need that structure and those riverbanks to hold in the feminine flow. But your feminine flow is the water. You know, you need both, because you can't just have the feminine flow bursting out at the seams. You know, you'll have a flood. You'll have no structure. Whereas the riverbanks, you know, if they do have some form of path or structure, then you're going to have somewhere for that creativity to come out, to make it out into the world. And I love that vision, to have the right balance for yourself. It's a really good way of thinking of it. Do I have that water flowing through beautifully, but do I also have enough structure within my riverbanks to keep me on track? That's probably the number one thing that I've been searching for once becoming aware of this feminine masculine energy and flow. You know, that's what I'm aspiring towards. And you don't always get it right. But I heard very recently, you know, knowing what you are more drawn to can be answered by thinking about how you were as a child. I was absolutely a creative. I loved to draw and I loved to write. I loved to sit in my room and just do whatever my heart called me to do. I was someone that would sleep if I felt tired. I would be playing quietly and quite happily. And I was pretty good at going with the flow to an extent. Definitely, I think part of me likes to know what's coming and what's happening for my own comfort levels. But in general, it was pretty good just to go with the flow. I look at my son. Now, it's a bit different because he actually does have ASD. He definitely is autistic. So I look at him as an example of the masculine and go, whoa, structure, timetable, routine, must have everything exactly as it needs to be. There's not really a lot of creative flow running through him. It's just predictability, stability. And, you know, I see that. Of course, I see that in the men around me as well. They're not going to be painting on an easel or doing whatever, but they're always getting things done, you know? And that's fine. But I do believe if you had that creativity through you when you were younger, then probably your feminine is that overriding energy that to sit within, that's where you're going to feel your most whole. That's where you're going to feel most energized. And does it make you realize now that if you've shied away from that true essence of yourself, why being so overly structured and so policied and procedured up to the eyeballs, it's a part of life, but it's not the way that you operate. That is literally the reason why I believe I hit rock bottom. I keep saying this, you know, I was fine. But it was that moment of surrender because everything needed to change because I was not operating in the way that I should have been. Through business coaching, through taking the advice of others, through reading books that came from, you know, people that are all about routine and morning routines and structure. You know, what works for some, as I said before, it doesn't work for others. When I was in this business coaching group, I just couldn't understand what was wrong with me, where some people were taking the real strong procedural directions that we were learning at the time and they were flourishing with it, whereas I was literally like it was trying to paddle my boat down my feminine river and my boat was sitting on the shoreline, you know. I didn't understand. Why was I going nowhere with this? And sitting in that energy for too long, I'm not saying you can't do it, but if you honestly sit in that energy that's not aligned with you for too long, that is where it starts to be depleting. It starts to chew away at you. It chews away at you mentally. It chews away at you physically. So this is where then I sort of ponder, well, all right, I could be this flowing feminine, creating all the time and forsaking all structure, but life doesn't work like that. How does one ever reach their goals if they banish the masculine out of their life completely? Now, you heard the way that I said goals, like it was something stupid. And I guess if you go back and listen to episode 10, The Energy Behind Words, you'll see how some words in their own nature do fit in that feminine and masculine category, right? So that was interesting. Learning about the feminine and the masculine made me realize a ton of words that just didn't resonate for that exact reason. Reframing something like the word goals to more feminine flow, like dreams or desires, that in itself is important. And I guess as an empath, it's really just a case of feeling into anything that you do, any process, any activity, any day that you have before you, and maybe looking at ways that you can have a bit of both throughout your week. Yeah, you can't get out of work. You can't get out of certain ways that your life is structured. You may be someone right now going, thank God I'm listening to this because routine just does not sit well with me. And others of you are saying, I bloody love routine. I reckon there's something in the soul modes though, because there's a little bit of that feminine and masculine flow that go through the different modes. So it's no wonder that we sometimes actually do crave the structure, the list, like I mentioned earlier, the schedule. You know, I remember when I used to rep, there was a time where I said, that's it. I absolutely cannot continue this way. I want to know what's coming. I want to structure my diary down to the last minute. I want to put 1 hour increment for computer work, 1 hour increment for calls, 1 hour for the, you know. And then after I did that mammoth exercise of planning it all out, my feminine was like, no thanks. It's like you've literally got, you know, the angel and the devil on the shoulder kind of image, you know. Your feminine and your masculine. It's the reason why as well in relationships, if you both have that feminine flow, that's one thing. If you both are in your masculine, that's another thing. And if one exhibits one energy more than the other, that can bring with it benefits and troubles too. And I think that's the rabbit hole I'm diving down now, working with Julie Tenner, who is the goddess at all things feminine, masculine, relationships, and all of the above. I highly recommend you sort out Julie Tenner on the socials. That is where we find ourselves thriving or struggling within our relationships when it comes down to wanting structure, wanting creativity, wanting flow, wanting the walls, wanting the pillars. Whose role is what? Don't take that energy from each other, but also be wary and honoring of these energies within each other. Oh, that's a whole podcast in itself. Maybe I can get Julie Tenner on to have a chat with us about that one day too. Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of a podcast vision board right now, aren't I? A sounding board. Please, please come to me, beautiful people of the universe. But I guess the lasting thoughts that I want to leave you with, because like I said, I'm still walking this path. I'm with you right now. I am discovering what all this means for myself, just as much as I'm presenting it to you to ponder. But firstly, what is your overriding energy? Once you know that, you will know what you need more of in your day. And I'm telling you, it's hard because, like me, if you went down that path of really investing your energy with people that sat outside of what's good for you, then you might be telling me, oh gosh, I'm reading books about routine and morning routine, and I'm reading books about procedures and structure and how to do this and how to do that. And I love it. You're an empath. Do you really love it? ask your body the question, does this actually serve me? Because if you're feeling tightness anywhere, the answer will be no. I think I've said this in podcasts. I love the energy of Brendan Burchard. Love him. But, you know, some of the productivity tips and all of that, like, I listen to it and go, wow, that's great, that's great. And then probably reflect back and be like, meh. Didn't exactly float my boat. I'm not saying it wouldn't float someone else's, though. So what is the energy that you primarily sit in? Because if you're like me, if it's feminine flow, then creativity in your life is so important. And we suppress this stuff so we can fit in, do the things. That's why in my business, I was drowning because I just wanted to create content and do podcasts and be with clients and learn new things as to how I could help them and heal them better. And then, you know, you've got spreadsheets and reports and ads and marketing and 10-year plan, 12-month plans to come up against. It's terrible. You can't run a business without it, but I realize that if you actually stick in your lane and do more of what lights you up energetically, as if that's not going to actually reap more benefits. Doesn't feel like it's going to do that on paper, but you just got to trust it. That's why I've been podcasting like crazy lately. That's why creating content has been a big focus for me, even though it's super busy. I mean, this time of year with Christmas on our doorstep, my HQ, my shop, my Circle Skincare and Beauty is busy as right now. But I'm making sure that all of that structure is counterbalanced with as many moments for feminine flow as possible. So how can you bring the flow into your day or your week? Is it connecting to yourself and knowing it's not just important for sanity or stress, but actually connecting to your feminine? You can do meditations that help you with that. Is it exploring? Is it reflecting? Is it literally having an artwork that you're currently creating or a book that you're writing? How crazy is that? You're going to write a book. Do it. If you've got stuff to say, it's the creative process, right? I found it so therapeutic, even when I began the Megan Jean page, to put pretty pictures up and write what was on my heart. It's just beautiful. How can you do that? You'd be surprised. It would be a gift to the world for you to explore that. How can you be spontaneous? All right, we need a schedule. What about leaving a day where you actually know this is not a day that's planned, but I'm going to be spontaneous and make sure that the day is filled with beauty and something creative or something with presence? Another thing about feminine energy too is the beauty around you. So little tweaks that you can do around the house or with your what you're wearing, adding a few accessories, feeling good, burning a candle, just anything that you can do to make the situation feel good or feel better. Like right now, I could be sitting on the floor just with a sore bum. But right now in this bear mode, in this feminine sort of flow that I'm in, how can I make it nice? I've got the nice blanket underneath me and it takes nothing to do these little tweaks to just make yourself feel more luxurious and comforted. And in those times where the masculine takes hold and you're saying, no, actually, I love this, run with it. Sometimes it's nice to make a plan for the sake of having it there, but know in your heart that you don't actually need to do that. I think I heard that from Carly Marie too. I'm full of Carly Marie quotes today, aren't I? Oh, it's just knowing, loving, and accepting yourself is a constant seesaw of going from one side of, okay, this feels good today, and then just knowing that if it doesn't feel good tomorrow, that is totally okay. Tweak, pivot, do something different. Save that task for another day if you can, or later, or whatever. Understanding yourself and how you work is what happens to make you feel more heart-driven. It's a gift. So please, I highly recommend the work of Julie Tenner. I haven't read it yet, but Flowers and Honey is a brand new book that she has just released. I know I've downloaded it onto my Kindle app. But yeah, Julie Tenner is a very big go-to person for myself when I'm sort of looking at the whole masculine, feminine energy. But hey, please do direct message me and share with me anywhere else that I can find more soulful information on the topic as well. And hopefully today, from my beginner's perspective, that has given you something to think about as well, because I just love it when I can walk the path with you on these big truth bombs in our life, hey? these big moments where your perception expands and you go, wow, this is a thing that can totally help me. So, dear one, knowing, loving, and accepting yourself is what truly makes us feel good. Feeling your way through life is your superpower. Don't ever forget that. I forget it. But being empathic, that is the best thing for us. That's our gauge. So always check in with your body. Always check in with what is going through your mind. Don't let your mind tell you, oh yeah, but you know, this actually did sound good and that's what's getting everyone else from A to B. So, you know, like it's fine. No. What is fine for you is those moments where like I said right at the beginning of this podcast, like with Carolyn Mace, when you hear things and you go, oh my goodness, that chills me to my bones with just how right that is. Those are the moments to look out for, really take note of, and know that that is what expands you. Oh, so beautiful. Join me in future where we cover all these types of random topics relating to being empathic and living a life that is heart-driven. I will talk to you next time. I'm Megan Jean, and from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank you for joining me on the Empathic and Heart-Driven podcast. You can find me at meganjean.com, and I'm known as Ms. Megan Jean on all social media. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, review. It's going to help other people just like you to find this beautiful, energetic container. I look forward to chatting with you next time. Until then, make sure you keep sparkling, okay?